We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Welcome, happy viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, channel 56 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Sukhbatur Siling Province, channel 30 on Mimi Mongols. In Darhun Oles Province, channel 8 on Darhun Broadcasting System. In Cha, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, channel 47. In Orange Cable Companies, channel 65. In Otulsh, on channel 21 through the cable provider Groen Narin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recan Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, channel 61 on Wan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjialua Cable TV, and GlobalView Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, channel 105 on Minchung Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Ireland supports local governance development in Timor-Leste. In technology news, Japanese scientists invent a new wheelchair which is steered by the mind. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 23rd, is the National Day of Saudi Arabia, commemorating its unification in 1932. Mecca and Medina, Islam's holiest cities, are situated in this Middle Eastern nation. Mecca is the birthplace of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and the religion of Islam. The archaeological site of El Hajr, also known as Made en Saleh, in the northwestern part of the country, is the largest preserved location of the Nabataean civilization south of Petra in Jordan. It is a United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, World Heritage Site. Our best wishes to all Saudi Arabians for a splendid National Day.
Fly-in News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Paraguay and Argentina. On September 7th, an unexpected cold front with winds that in some places turned into tornadoes swept across northern Argentina, southern Brazil, Paraguay, and Uruguay. In the Argentine town of San Pedro, a tornado affected 200 homes, taking 11 lives and injuring more as it destroyed a 25 square kilometer area.
On September 9th, Supreme Master Qinghai donated an initial $40,000, conveying her love and condolences and asking that our association members search for the most vulnerable and desperate, then do what they can to comfort and aid people. This amount could purchase $183,000 in emergency items obtained in the United States based on the average cost of living in the affected countries.
Covering all their own expenses, our association's relief team from Paraguay immediately began a 1,400-kilometer trip through to the afflicted regions of Paraguay and Argentina. In Paraguay, where the storm victims were widely dispersed, they reached as many residents as they could, distributing SOS flyers while explaining the cause of these climatic events and their solutions, much to the victims' appreciation. Although the damage was clearly visible, most rural residents were not facing major difficulties and were already receiving government assistance.
In Argentina, where many residents had already received relief and reconstruction assistance from the Argentine government and several other countries, our relief team visited eight of the families most in need, giving them SOS flyers as well as a financial donation of $100.
We are grateful, Argentina and all helping governments, for your timely assistance to the afflicted. We are also thankful to Supreme Master Qinghai for her care extended to those in faraway lands and to our association members for their earnest endeavors. Our prayers for the storm victims' quick return to productive normalcy and that such calamities subside with humanity's more loving stewardship of the planet.
Torrential rains deluged southwest China. At least three people lost their lives when torrential rains lashed China's Chongqing municipality, triggering landslides in an area that had been previously affected by drought. The southeastern Qianjiang district was worst hit, where 4,765 rural homes were damaged. Some 100,000 residents of urban Yunyang County were without water after lightning destroyed a major power line. On September 22nd, Supreme Master Qinghai requested that our association members go and help those in desperate need, conveying her sympathy and prayers and saying that funds are available if required. We are grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's prompt and caring support for the vulnerable. It saddens us to know of the lives lost to the storm. With heaven's grace, may those affected soon be restored to their fulfilling daily lives, and such weather extremities be eased as more people foster kinder, eco-balancing ways.
Southeastern U.S. state swept by fatal floods. At least six human lives were lost, as well as one dog, and more than four people still missing, as torrential downpours caused creeks and rivers to burst their banks in the U.S. state of Georgia on Monday. The rains flooded metro Atlanta and surrounding areas, closing schools and causing hundreds of people to be evacuated to shelters as firefighters worked to rescue stranded persons. Captain Thomas Rutledge of the Gwinnett County Fire and Emergency Services said, "In my 22 years in the fire department here in Gwinnett, we have not experienced flooding to this degree.
Sending her condolences and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai immediately asked if our association members would go and see if assistance is needed, saying that emergency funds would be available if necessary. We thank all government and other rescue personnel for your timely efforts to ensure the safety of those in the storm-hit regions. Our appreciation for the loving concern and help extended by Supreme Master Ching Hai.
As we send our sympathies for those lost, we pray for the soon recovery of the flood victims' productive day-to-day lives and that such disasters lessen with humanity's gentler lifestyles.
France inundated by floods. Storms that struck over the weekend triggered the southeastern region's worst flooding in 50 years. A French resident said, "I was up to my neck in water. It was the first time I saw anything like that. We've lost everything. No IDs, no money, nothing." On Friday alone, the area was deluged by the equivalent of 2 months of rain. Hundreds of cars were swept away, and firefighters evacuated dozens of people when rivers near the Côte d'Azur burst their banks, with industrial and commercial buildings damaged in the Var department of Provence. Meanwhile, the southwestern Basque Country was also heavily affected. We thank the firemen and relief workers of France for your quick efforts to alleviate the disaster situations, wishing that those affected may swiftly resume the normalcy of everyday life and that such disturbing events are minimized through humanity's greater compassion towards the environment.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Factory farms linked to severe and widespread disease. A 2.5-year assessment of the impacts of factory farms in the United States has led the highly respected Pew Commission on Industrial Farm Animal Production to declare that these operations pose unacceptable health risks, as seen in the threat presented by the H1N1 swine flu pandemic. Supreme Master Television interviewed Robert P. Martin, executive director of the former Pew Commission on Industrial Farm Animal Production.
We were particularly concerned about the scenario that seems to have developed or unfolded with this current flu outbreak.
A typical industrial swine farm confines thousands of pigs who are waiting for slaughter. In poor health due to the constant stress of overcrowding, darkness, stifling heat, and perpetual contact with their own waste, farmed pigs are unwittingly involved in the creation of new and potentially lethal viruses. Moreover, multiple pig herds in Canada, Australia, and Northern Ireland in the UK have been found to be infected with the same swine flu virus currently circulating in humans.
It escalates the evolution process where it might take years for it to develop out naturally. This happens very quickly because the pigs are so close together, they can pass the virus back and forth and it mutates, can strengthen or change, and then it can be passed to the people working there, where it again mutates and changes, and then can be passed back to the pigs for this continued recycling of the virus, so it shortens the time span.
It is difficult to monitor every occurrence of swine flu in the human population, though some experts predict that up to one-third of the world's people would eventually be afflicted. The number of global swine flu deaths on record has just leapt by 59 over just several days to a total of 4,100 fatalities.
Formosa's, or Taiwan's, death toll grew to 17 after a pregnant woman passed away. India saw 262 fatalities, 22 of which were in the past few days. After 824 students were found to have swine flu in Hong Kong, the Department of Health called for 8 primary schools and 3 secondary schools to close down for a week to halt the spread. Yemen's health ministry announced 17 new cases, bringing the total to 183, and Estonia reported 68 cases, 11 of which are requiring hospitalizations.
Executive Director Martin and the Pew Commission, our thanks for this conclusive assessment of the serious long-term threat of farming operations on public health. We join in sorrow for the losses of life worldwide as we pray that everyone turns away from the root source of new viruses in animal farms, choosing instead the kind plant-based diet.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Qinghai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living.
Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration.
Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration.
Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration.
Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants.
Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu. To avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSE and pig disease or PMWS, etc.
To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below, al.godsdirectcontact.org.
www.vegsoc.org.
www.vrg.org.
www.vegsource.com.
Or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Award-winning Indian actor goes veg. Once an adamant meat eater, film star Vivek Oberoi of India stated that he has now become completely vegetarian, abstaining from eggs as well. He said that while filming the upcoming movie Korban with award-winning vegetarian co-star Kareena Kapoor, he had begun eating more plant-based foods. The complete shift occurred when he received an email and watched a video of slaughterhouse operations. He wrote, "Somewhere deep in my heart, I always knew that once I faced the truth, I would never be the same again." Paul McCartney once famously said, "If slaughterhouses had windows, the world would turn vegetarian." Since his switch to a non-meat diet, Vivek's friends have said that he is much calmer, more focused, and is more patient. We send our sincere congratulations, Vivek Oberoi, on your switch to the healthy, delicious, and environmentally friendly veg fare. Heaven bless your star to shine ever more brightly with such caring choices that benefit humans and animals alike.
Iran's largest charity assists in the release of detainees. On the eve of Eid al-Fitr, marking the conclusion of the holy month of Ramadan, the Imam Khomeini Relief Foundation helped to free 21,000 individuals who were being detained due to financial obligations. The charity, which was founded in 1979, seeks to support less fortunate families in regaining monetary stability. Our appreciation and Allah bless Imam Khomeini Relief Foundation for your generous commitment to aiding Iranian brethren in need. wishing the freed persons joyful homecomings and abundantly prosperous futures for themselves and their families.
Save Our Planet. Organic vegan trend fosters a haven of love. Our Earth has provided a home of abundance since time immemorial. As we face the current planetary crisis, more and more people are working to ensure her continued vitality. In this light, 49 non-governmental organizations, or NGOs, organized an international conference on Jeju Island in South Korea to discuss the organic vegan diet as a solution to climate change and children's health.
Held on September 21st, the event featured such environmental experts as Dr. Rajendra Pachauri, chairman of the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, and Mr. Yop Al Dalohos, manager of the Climate and Global Sustainability Unit in the Netherlands Environmental Assessment Agency. Also sharing their knowledge were medical leaders that included Dr. Michael Greger, Director of Public Health and Animal Agriculture at the Humane Society of the United States, acclaimed physician and nutritional expert Dr. Joel Furman, Dr. Neil Barnard, founding president of Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, Dr. John A. McDougall, founder and medical director of the nationally renowned McDougall Program, and Dr. Hwang Seong-soo, famous Korean neurosurgeon of Daegu Medical Center.
Graciously accepting an invitation to attend via video conference as the event's guest of honor was Supreme Master Ching Hai. While offering her thoughts, she highlighted the importance of the organic vegan lifestyle in awakening ourselves to compassion.
When we live and let live, when we love all beings as if we love ourselves, then that is already very highly spiritual. That will be very pleasing to heaven. If we are in the organic vegan trend or planting organic vegan farming method, then you will feel that more and more the love from nature, the love from the planet Earth, the love from the trees, the love from even a blade of grass, from flowers. We will feel so much love in the air that we breathe. Once we turn into a compassionate, heaven-intended lifestyle of a vegan diet, then we will feel more and more love, more and more connected all the time.
After the conference, guests expressed their enthusiasm about the organic vegan solution in going green.
고기 먹는다는 걸 줄인다면은 상당히 그 환경을 개선할 수 있다는 게 큰 감명을 받고 앞으로 우리 제주 교육에서도 그런 부분에 많은 강조를 할 생각입니다.
이제 행정이랑 교육계랑 또 뭐 정치계랑 전부 또 NGO랑 합치면 못할 것도 없다는 그런 생각을 갖게 되더라고요. 진짜 제주도가 앞으로 채식 위주의 도시로 태어나서 세계 여러분들 모두 모실 수 있는 그런 날이 오기를 기다리겠습니다.
We are grateful all NGO organizers and caring participants of this meaningful event. We also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her encouraging insights. As more and more of the world's citizens choose organic vegan fare, we will surely herald a new Eden on Earth.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television's Words of Wisdom for the full rebroadcast of this live event at a later date with multi-language subtitles.
Save Our Planet. The cost of global warming revealed in coral reefs. Recent research conducted by scientists at the United Nations Environment Program and sponsored by the European Commission, Germany and Britain has concluded that survival of the coral reefs is highly imperiled, stating that their future could only be ensured with atmospheric carbon dioxide levels that are significantly below 350 parts per million. The report highlights the fact that current levels are already at 387 parts per million and still going up.
These findings are echoed in a second study just published in Australia that states the Great Barrier Reef there is in severe decline due to global warming and chemical runoff, which are placing marine species in jeopardy and raising the likelihood of serious disease. The UN report will be presented to world leaders at a November meeting ahead of the Denmark Climate Change Conference in December that seeks to reach accord in emission reduction goals to replace the Kyoto Protocol.
Our sincere thanks, United Nations Environment Program, European Commission, Germany, and Britain for this urgent reminder of the dire price of climate change. We pray for the unified approach of governments worldwide in prioritizing the conservation of marine life, which in turn preserves humanity and our Earth.
Well aware of the preciousness of the coral reefs, Supreme Master Ching Hai addressed their importance and how best to protect them during a November 2008 interview on Ireland's East Coast Radio FM.
Some scientists predict that most of the coral reefs could disappear in the near future if global warming increases. Scary 10% loss just in the last 4 years alone. Coral reefs are just like the forest on land. They are the protectors of 100 plus countries, coastlines against storm surges and hurricanes. And they are also the supporters of over 25% of all marine species. They are the medical treasure, which is used in many medicines. And there are many more things that we have not discovered about the benefit of coral reef and marine life. We have to stop global warming. And above all, and most urgently of all, be veg. Go green to save the planet.
Save Our Planet. The UN Food and Agricultural Organization, or FAO, warns that poor harvests in East Africa caused by drought, global warming, and conflict could dramatically raise the number of those dependent on food assistance beyond the 20 million people already in need of food aid.
Save Our Planet. Following a nationwide ban on free plastic bags in June 2008, China's Global Times reports a reduction of 3 million metric tons in oil usage, along with an emission savings of 9.6 million tons of CO2.
Save Our Planet. Conservation International and other NGOs, along with international business students and politicians, unite to create Team Earth, a U.S.-based social network creating a movement to save the world's rainforest.
Hello there, I'm Angelo, the vegan Great Crested Grebe, one of the elusive stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds. Here's a tip on making your next plant-based dinner party even more festive. Try folding the cloth napkins in fun shapes. One to start out with is the simple pocket. First, fold it in half with the open end toward you. Then fold it into quarters. Next, move the napkin so the open corner is facing away from you and to your left. Fold the top layer of the napkin back diagonally. Now turn the napkin over so the open corner is away from you and to your right. Fold the right side about one third of the way back. Then fold over the left side and tuck the bottom corner into the right side. Flip the napkin over and presto! Put the silverware into the pocket and you are all set. Enjoy your vegan meal with charming decorations. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now it's time for the worldwide weather.
In the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Colombia, the Chicó Museum Park in Bogotá, Colombia, was the site of Expo Armonía 2009, Your Life is Your Message. It was a fair highlighting the vegetarian diet as a part of the spiritual life in tune with God and nature. Booths also featured arts, crafts, clothing and products to enhance one's well-being and personal growth. Live musical performances entertained the many participants. Our association members shared Supreme Master Qinghai's The Key of Immediate Enlightenment sample booklets and SOS flyers promoting a plant-based diet to save the earth.
Vegetarianismo es una opción coherente con el pensamiento antiespecista. Entonces, a partir de ahí optamos por ser vegetarianos.
El vegetarianismo es simplemente una forma de relacionarse con la naturaleza basándose en el respeto a la vida. Y por eso soy vegetariano.
May more and more continue to see that cherishing all creation is the fastest way to bring about an era of lasting peace on earth.
In world news, Ireland donates 360,000 euros for local governance development in Timor-Leste. The funds will be used for the Local Governance Support Program, LGSP, which is also contributed to by the United Nations Capital Development Fund, UNCDF, and the United Nations Development Program, UNDP. Its purpose is to improve the standard of living of the disadvantaged. Our gratitude, Ireland, United Nations Capital Development Fund, and the United Nations Development Program. Heaven bless your commitment to the citizens of Timor-Leste. May all nations extend a helping hand and loving heart to each other. Up next on Noteworthy News, Japanese scientists develop a wheelchair that responds to brainwaves. We'll take a quick exercise and be right back. More wonderful news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, conducive news for an auspicious world. In technology news, a new wheelchair is steered by the mind. At the Riken Brain Science Institute, or BSI, Toyota Collaboration Center in Saitama, Japan, scientists have developed a wheelchair that responds to commands given by the brain. Individuals in the electrically powered chair wear a cap that interprets their brain waves and sends the information to the chair in just 125 milliseconds with a 95% accuracy rate. Dr. Andre S. Chikotsky of the Riken BSI stated, "Our system is completely safe and user-friendly, and it is non-invasive." That's amazing. Congratulations, Dr. Andre S. Chikotsky and participating scientists at Riken Brain Science Institute, Toyota Collaboration Center, for your outstanding invention. May it help many to enhance the convenience and joy of life.
Please join us for some humor with a joke told in Malay, entitled Encouraging Words.
Mary telah melalui hari yang susah dan meregangkan badannya di atas sofa lalu mengadu dan merasa kasihan pada dirinya sendiri. Dia merintih kepada ibu dan adiknya. Tak ada orang sayangkan saya. Seluruh dunia benci saya. Adiknya yang asyik bermain game malas pun memandangnya lalu meluahkan kata-kata perangsang ini. Itu tak benar, Kak. Ada orang langsung pun tak kena, Kak.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
I like the channel very much. In fact, I will put a dish on Inspasat 30 to watch the channel on TV, because right now I watch it on the internet. Thanks for the message, Miguel.
Open-minded Miguel. So glad you are enjoying Supreme Master Television. Have fun watching our programs on satellite TV. Thank you for delivering the vegan message to everyone. For information in Spanish, you can visit www.supremastertv.com/ES/SOS and download free of charge anything that will help you in divine light and love.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@supremastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit supremastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May your heart resonate with melodious songs of peace.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
In the first visit by a Russian president to Switzerland, President Dmitry Medvedev meets with President Hans Rudolf Merz and thanks the Swiss for their 2008 mediation role between Russia and Georgia.
A team of agricultural experts from India announces plans to help Sri Lankan farmers displaced by civil conflict to restore their livelihoods and land.
As the fourth European Union member state to accept Guantanamo detainees, Hungary's Prime Minister Gordon Bajnai says that his country will be welcoming one of the next persons released.
At the request of His Majesty King Abdullah II of Jordan, an 8-truck convoy containing 37 tons of food and basic commodities arrived to deliver the humanitarian aid in the Gaza Strip, Palestine.
The U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration's Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter sends back data indicating that hydrogen is present on the moon's south pole, suggesting the possible presence of water.
U.S. scientists develop computer-simulated reality technology that has been found to help relieve intense pain and assist in rehabilitation efforts.
The director of the U.N. Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, Rashid Khalakhah, lauds Yemen's efforts in sheltering some 160,000 refugees and pledges his organization's continued support.
The United Kingdom's Department for International Development announces its support for a newly created United Nations new agency to promote equality and women's rights.
Russia and U.S. delegations begin a new round of negotiation talks to reduce their respective nuclear arms arsenals.
Following a report from the U.S. Treasury Department that 50% of Americans over 65 will lose their health insurance in the next decade, President Barack Obama promises to ensure continued coverage.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.